1960s television show Gilligan's Island. I loved that show as a boy, even though I knew the characters were dreadful stereotypes and the plots were ludicrous. But I thought that on another level it was an interesting sociological document, all these disparate people having to get along on an island that in one way was an earthly paradise, but in another sense was a hell from which they couldn't escape. But for me, as an adolescent male, the major dilemma of Gilligan's Island was whether I fancied Ginger or Marianne, the sweet girl next door, or the sexy temptress. Most men I've posed this question to have voted for Marianne. The girl you know would make a good wife and mother. But I could never decide, and without wanting to sound too pretentious about a cornball TV show, that question became symbolic for me of the choices you need to make in life and where those choices may lead you.
I'm gonna find that island and rescue Ginger and Marianne. I'm gonna find that island and rescue Ginger and Marianne. If I have to choose between them, I don't know if I can. Don't know if I can. Girl next door, who could ask for anything more? Well, one is never enough when you're a kid in a candy store. The rest of those castaways can go their separate ways. I have no time for them, no reason, no rhyme for them. The Minnow was a ship of fools. But I'm gonna find that island and rescue Ginger and Marianne. I'm gonna find that island and rescue Ginger and Marianne. Gonna find that island and rescue Ginger and Marianne. I have to choose between them. Don't know if I can. Don't know if I can. Don't know if I can. Don't know if I can.